October 29th translation.
In visited Jharumandal, apart from that place being the place of Shamananda Prabhu's writing, the actual place of Srimati Radhika, another wonderful pastime took place there about four and five years ago. One old lady used to grind wheat there. She used to get some wheat and other grains of contract basis from the Prajavasis and used to grind using the grinding wheel. So India, they have a round grinding wheel and it makes ghar ghar sound. So early morning one day she was grinding the wheat and grains. That time one boy came there and he told, "Why you are grinding wheat up in the morning? The ghar ghar sound is actually disturbing me, yeah? And I am not able to sleep." So that time that old lady told that this is how I make my livelihood. If I don't grind the wheat, I will not be able to survive. So that boy told, "Don't worry, I will place my foot on the top of this grinding wheel and there will be a mark on it. And looking at my footprint, people will bring you so many fruit and give you so much donations. And so many eatables will come to you, so don't worry about your maintenance." So as soon as that boy placed his foot on top of that grinding wheel, the same black color mark came. Anyone today that mark can be seen. And then next day people came there and they asked, "Oh, what is this mark on the grinding wheel?" He told that one blackish boy came yesterday at 4 o'clock and he told me that don't worry about the maintenance, I'm going to put my foot here. And that is his footprint. The people told, "Yes, that is no one else but that blackish Krishna who came after performing last in the entire night with the gopis, and because he was awake all night with the gopis, he could not sleep in the morning. So he came here and he told you that I am going to place my foot here, and that is his mark." And then she never had to worry about the maintenance because people were giving so many fruit and money and vegetables to her. Also Srila Gurudev told that there is one jamun tree, it's like a gooseberry tree there, and when Krishna disappeared from the Ras Lila, that time gopis, they began to inquire from all the trees. So they asked, Panasara Govidara, means jackfruit tree, Govidara tree, Ashok tree, and this jamun tree. They inquired from every single tree, "Oh, have you seen our Krishna?" But the trees did not reply. So then gopis thought that these trees, they belong to the male species. So why would these trees who belong to male species show mercy to us? Because they must support Krishna, who is also male species. So let's go and ask other feminine peoples and Tulsi Tulasi from Mati Jata Sipurna Skalakabri Vrunde Sangitani Upasi Kateta Vrasakshi Ashipra Vasvasa Kaspin Vasit Kapata Kanga Sankare Ganda Sumi. So they inquire from other. So that these are the same trees, they are about 5,000 years old, where gopis inquired from this tree about the location of Sri Krishna.